Hi, I'm Sandy Robinson, your host of RevOps Unboxed. And today, I want to do a little bit of a different episode to kick off season three. I'd like to talk a little bit about the role of revenue operations. I work with tons of different revenue operations leaders, sales leaders, CROs, marketing leaders, CEOs, in a lot of different companies. I've worked in this role or similar roles in quite a few different companies over the last several years of my career, really over the last 25 or so years of my career. And while the name of RevOps has changed, and really the shift of the role from an administrative function to an advisory function, it's often mislabeled in organizations, and I think there are some reasons for that. So I'd like to kind of address some of these issues. They may be hot topics out there. So that's what I really want to talk about today. And I'm just going to kind of give my thoughts, and hopefully listeners can comment, join in on the conversation. If you feel passionate about this and want to be on the pod, reach out to me, let me know. I'd love to talk about this further. So let's talk about the role of revenue operations. We really think of the role as being a true revenue generating function. At least that's the way that I think about it. And even back when revenue operations wasn't called revenue operations, I always thought of it that way. So when I was running sales operations back in 2012, I was running the marketing operations. So I was in charge of lead gen. We called it lead gen back then, trade shows, and all the operations that came with that. So that was really marketing ops. I ran compensation, and at the time, I was at an insurance company, so it was not only compensation for our sales team, but for our insurance agents. So it was kind of a two-tiered program that I ran. And so that was traditionally of what you think of as sales operations, the compensation and the sales motion and, you know, how are we tracking to plan and things like that. I also ran MarCom, so the marketing team and communications team, which was all interconnected because it affected ultimately revenue generating function. And that was all the communications to our agents and our salespeople were kind of more like account managers. And so when I look at that role, I really actually look at it as a true marketing or a true revenue operations function that I was running back before the term was really a thing. And when I look at things today, and I look at the role of revenue operations, you know, back then I was really administering a strategy that was set forth way above me in the organization. I was a director level. You know, I had done really well for myself, but I was still just kind of an executor, right? So I was executing somebody else's strategy. I was allowed to create and, you know, bring teams together and create territories and territory management strategies and things like that. But it was really more of an administrative function at the time. And so as I look over the years in different roles, there was a role, and I'm not going to name companies, but, you know, there was a role where, you know, I was reporting to the president, and I had a VP title at the time, and I, you know, it was called sales operations, but I really think of that as, again, a true revenue operations role. I had a seat at the table. And I was creating the strategy, creating playbooks, running the marketing team or the trade show process, lead generation process, working with the chief customer officer and the communications and strategy for renewals and all the different things. So again, you know, I think it was before the term was developed. It, to me, was a true revenue operations function. And you know, without the actual name. Again, focusing on the customer journey. I wasn't even reporting to a CRO. Again, that wasn't a thing. I was reporting directly to the president of the organization, and she had a number of VPs reporting directly to her, and each one of us was responsible for our organization. There was a VP of sales, there was a VP of marketing, there was me, there was a VP of customer, a head of customer success, and et cetera, et cetera. So those roles were, I guess, not elevated to the C level, but they were essentially the same as what you would say today is a CRO and a CMO, et cetera, et cetera. So they've just kind of become elevated up and up to the next level in the organization. So that's why I want to really get to what revenue operations really should be and the reality of what it is in a lot of organizations. And sometimes this is driven by what we call a CRO that really is nothing more than a CSO or a VP of sales. So for example, I was in an organization where there was a CRO, and the CRO had marketing as a function. CRO had sales as a function, but the CRO did not have the customer part of the organization. So I kind of look at it as a head of sales and marketing, really, though we were calling it CRO at the time. And the focus, obviously, was not on the full customer lifecycle. The focus was all around lead gen and sales operations. And my job, mostly at the time, even though it was called revenue operations, was really a sales operations gig, right? As much as I wanted to make it about revenue operations, if it's not in the organization, it makes it very difficult. And so I have to think about organizational structure. So if you really want to generate a true revenue generating organization, then think about the structure all the way from the C-suite down. So what does your CRO function look like? What does that CRO actually have span of control over? Do they truly have span of control over the marketing function, over the sales function, and the customer success function? Now, your organization may have an operations, which is going to be the day-to-day, the grinding, the managing of the clients and their day-to-day needs, but is there a customer success function that's rolling up to the CRO that's really generating that true revenue journey or bow tie? So the bow tie, you know, if you ever listen to Winning by Design, that is the full customer journey. So the way the customer buys in an organization is they may, let's say they come in through your website, you generate an outbound, so you're on the marketing, kind of top of funnel, and then you get in to the deal process, into the sales journey, and then we win the deal. Well, then the relationships open, right? So this is where you have customer success coming into play. You have your project management teams, you have your ongoing service, all the needs around continuing the success of the customer journey so they stay with you, so they grow with you, and so they refer clients to you. If in your organization that is not rolling up to your CRO, you have problems. So now your organization may be big enough to where maybe you have a CSO and a CMO, so a chief marketing officer, a chief sales officer, and a chief customer success officer. So now you've elevated those roles and you've made them to where the organization is big enough that it warrants having C-level positions in all three of those functions. I think that's genius. But then the conundrum is, where do you put RevOps? Do you silo it out? Do you put marketing ops with marketing ops and you put them in each function? Do you make RevOps a C-suite position? Obviously, I would advocate for that, but I'm a little bit biased. Or do you make it some sort of a hybrid? I've talked to folks where they're sitting at the C-suite and RevOps, but they have a dotted line to each of the ops and enablement teams in the corresponding organizations. So it may be called a chief transformation officer, a chief RevOps officer, whatever you want to call it. But that person then has a dotted line to, say, marketing ops, sales ops, and customer success ops, and then all the enablements as well that kind of fall under those silos. And I think that's a great way to do it. Regardless, the most common thing I see is we call a CRO really a chief sales officer, right? That's really what they are, but we're calling it a CRO. And we're calling RevOps, but it's really sales ops because they're aligned under a CRO who doesn't have control or span of influence even over what happens after the deal closes. So if your organization is like that, then I would consider, one, restructuring, or two, having your RevOps leader have dotted lines to those other functions. or elevating your RevOps leader to the C-suite so they can have an objective point of view. It's unfortunate because when you're stuck under what's called revenue and it's really sales, as a RevOps leader, you kind of get boxed in because your leader doesn't care what happens after the deal is signed. I mean, they care, but they really don't care, right? So it makes it your job as a RevOps leader more difficult because you have to on your own, like almost like on your own time, you know, it's like a side hustle. I'm going to go work with project management teams because I know it's the right thing to do for the business, or I'm going to go work with the customer teams because I know it's the right thing to do for the business, despite what my boss might say, because he or she doesn't give a shit, excuse my language, about what's happening over there because they're worried about their top line sales goals. So I think organizations have to be really careful about how they structure the organizations, the names they label them, and really think about, again, what the hell matters most? What matters most is the customer. What happens with the customer? People need to get over their egos. When there's a marketing lead and an MQL, what do marketing ops and marketing people care about? Getting credit for the MQL. Who gives a shit? Does the thing convert? Does it go over to a lead? Is it a quality lead that then converts over to a quality deal? And then does your quality deal advance through stages and eventually become a customer? And then when they're onboarding, do they feel like they've gotten the shaft because now they've been tossed over to a different organization and your salesperson no longer gives a crap about it? So this is the problem that these things cause when companies don't really think about their structures. The downstream impacts are on the freaking customer. The customer is the one who pays. So we have to figure out truly, one, start from the top down. How should your organization be set up? How should the reporting structure work? What should the C-suite look like? And then beneath that, what functional areas are needed? Where does revenue operations sit? And what role does revenue operations play? And I've got something to say to CROs, okay? CROs, listen up. CSOs, heads of sales, whatever your title is, I don't really care. Listen up here. Your RevOps leaders need to be treated as advisors. We get it. Okay, we see it from the numbers side. A lot of us have actually done your job or a form of your job, and we're here to help with the strategy. And I think this role sometimes still gets treated like an administrative function. Yes, there are administrative things that we need to manage on our team. We need to have the systems correct. We need to have the data correct. We need to correct these things. We need to work with other teams across the organization. We need to work with IT teams. We need to set up the processes. We need to align your Salesforce, your HubSpot, all your freaking tools, get your logins, do the trainings, all the different stuff. Yes, there is an administrative side of revenue operations. That's a necessary evil. We've got to have that shit dialed in. We have to have RevOps systems, technology, strategy dialed in so salespeople can sell, marketing people can market, and customer success people can keep our customers happy. That's our job. Yes, administration is part of it, which is why revenue operations will build a team. You bring in a great CRM architect, right? Somebody who can architect your data, who gets it, who can set the thing up so it works well for your team, okay? But revenue operations is strategic. So as a leader, I teach my team, no matter what their role is, about the strategy, how to be strategic, how to communicate, how to collaborate with other departments. These skills are critical in revenue operations. And CROs, you should appreciate that and leverage that. You can't do it all. What you need to do is go manage up, go manage the board, go deal with all the things out there in the macro environment. I talked to an old CRO of mine who's like, look, the crap I have to worry about is if the economy is going to crash, if the board's going to shut something down. Those are the things that a CRO needs to manage and deal with. RevOps should be dealing with the strategy about how to execute. the strategy of your territory alignment, the strategy of your forecasting process, the changes you need to make, what training, consultative selling you need to roll out, what's the enablement strategy. Have your RevOps leader do that stuff so you can go do all the other crap. This is how it should work, okay? It should be a divide and conquer. You are not, as a CRO, you are not hiring an admin. And if you want a glorified admin, do not post a job that says head of RevOps. Post a job that says head of administration, administrative architect. If that's what you really need or want, hire for that. So RevOps leaders around the world, thank me later. Send this to your CRO, because I'm telling you, that's a problem. That's out there. That's in the world. I've met great CRO leaders who want to build a true customer journey, a true revenue engine. And those are the folks that you want to follow. Those are the folks that you want to latch on to. And CROs who aren't thinking in that mindset, I challenge you to start thinking in that mindset. Start asking your head of RevOps to think more strategically. Maybe they're not. Maybe you need to lift them up. Maybe you need to teach them how to do that. Or maybe they really know how to do it, but you haven't listened to them. Maybe you haven't asked them, how should I approach this? Ask them how. Ask them why. Don't ask them what or where's this dashboard or where's my report? You know, we'll get that stuff to you, but why don't you try asking them, why should we do this? Or how should we do this? How can we make this better? And that truly will support a revenue operations leader in their career growth, and that will help you to build your revenue engine. And for anyone in the C-suite, think about how is your C-suite based on the size of your company, right? So if you're a startup, you probably don't need, you know, 10, you don't need a CMO and a CRO and a CSO or chief CCSO, I think it's called. You probably don't need all those, but I'm guessing you need a CRO, right? If you're going to start the revenue engine, you've got to start with a CRO. And that CRO in a startup is going to start with marketing. You got to generate the leads to build the machine. And they're going to start with sales operations. You got to build your opportunity process and all these things to show that you have runway, you have ramp, you have scalability, you need to build out onboarding, all these different things. So as a CRO in a startup, you're probably going to focus on the top of the funnel, if you will, but you have to be planning for the full customer journey. What happens as soon as you close that deal? Who's handling that? Now, maybe the salespeople's handling that initially, the salesperson, but they should be documenting and planning for future customer success, right? Because once you have 10, 20, 30 customers, 40, 50, you're going to start needing customer success to manage that business, somebody to hand off to so your hunters can go out and hunt. CRO in a more mature organization should be running all those functions, right? So maybe you're a mid-sized company, maybe you're Series D, Series E, and you are now, you have an established customer base, you're doing really well, you have a CRO that has fully developed marketing, sales, and customer operations functions. That still makes sense. But what if you're, you know, a giant organization? You know, what if you have thousands of employees and millions in revenue, billions? You probably are going to have a larger C-suite with a customer success officer, a chief revenue officer, a chief sales officer, if you will, and a chief marketing officer. And at that point is where you really need to think about elevating revenue operations and having that be more of a transformational C-suite, chief of staff, whatever that role is in your company as you get larger, as you scale. But even for those of you working in startups, that first RevOps hire is critical. You should do that sooner versus later. And you should really empower them to be more strategic in thinking about this growth, thinking about the full bow tie, thinking about the full customer journey. Woo! All right. I can get real excited and pumped up about this stuff. But anyway, I hope you guys have enjoyed the show today. That's a little bit of a tap into my brain about revenue operations, the do's and don'ts, how it should work, how it shouldn't work, what CROs should do. I'm sure I could go on and on, but I'm not going to bore you. Please keep the conversation going. Comment, call me, ping me on the DM or something. You want to be on the show, you've got more to say about it. Like, let's do this. All right. Peace out, everybody. Take care. This has been another episode of RevOps Unboxed in partnership with the Revenue Operations Alliance. Until next time, keep unboxing.